With Montana News, I'm Kevin Trevlin. Native Americans who have been incarcerated in Montana need more help finding housing and re-entering their communities. That's the premise of a bill introduced in the Montana Senate today. Corin Cates Carney reports.
Billings State Senator Jen Gross is bringing the bill on behalf of the Legislative State Tribal Relations Committee. It recently studied options for improving outcomes for American Indians who enter and leave incarceration.
American Indians are overrepresented in our prisons and just in the justice system overall.
Although American Indians make up about 7% of the state's total population, they represent 33% of the women in prison and 20% of the men. The bill would require state grant funds that help people find stable housing after incarceration to be spent in a way that benefits American Indians equal to the percentage of tribal members in incarceration. In 2017, state lawmakers created the housing grants. The program's $400,000 funding expires in June of this year. A separate request is being made to continue the funding. Jordan Thompson, an attorney with the Confederated Salish and Kootenai tribes, testified in support of the bill. He also spoke on behalf of the Blackfeet Nation.
With improved housing, folks are able to accomplish things like probation, staying sober, and complying with just other requirements that they need, and also just being healthy members of the community.
No one stood in opposition to the bill during its Friday hearing. Another bill awaiting introduction will request the creation of a reentry cultural programming grant. If established, it would supply $150,000 in funding to support traditional recovery support, recidivism prevention, and community resources for American Indian offenders. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.